just observe the fact that we said goodbye to Jacob today. He passed on to his ancestors, as the Bible says. And this is a patriarch. Just in the last couple of weeks, we've of course met Adam and Eve, but we've gone to Abraham, who God called away from the land of his father into a new land and gave promises in his old age that his offspring would be like the sand of the seashore or the stars in the heavens, and that he would enter into a covenant with those people. And when Abraham went on, his son was behind him, Isaac. And we went through Isaac's story, and he had a son, Jacob, who labored for 14 years for his prized wife. He has passed on now. And this is where things begin to turn. Joseph was sent ahead, Jacob's son, as we've watched for the last few days. And historically now, Jacob will go to be laid to rest, and the children of Israel will prosper and be fruitful and be enslaved. With this proverb today leaps off the page and parallels so closely the story that we've just recently read of Peter walking on the water. Metaphorically, that story shows very clearly that we must fix our eyes on Christ and not lean to what circumstance is dictating to us is real. I'm not saying we shut our brain off. I'm just saying when we lose sight of Jesus, we're going to sink. The proverb today speaks fundamental, absolute truth in a megadose. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. And that's two lines, but that's huge. If you do not guard your heart, your course is uncertain. Guard your heart above all else. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Just don't let your mouth go there. And we'll see that what comes out of our mouth is a recurring theme of the Bible. And it's important, and it matters greatly. Look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies before you. And what lies before you is Christ and his will for your life. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. I can think of no better advice for life. And that is what the Proverbs are. Wisdom for life. And they are potent like this.